in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene, with Chris, and a return visit from our friend Gogs Mackay, we're back on the Paracast after, shall we say, one of the more interesting episodes of the show. This is one where we got loads and loads of forum messages, but we also got letters, a lot of emails from people, and the reaction is predictably polarized. Let me give you a couple of examples. We have some people who say they hated the show because we had no reason to attack this Blake Cousins. I mean, let the guy talk, or maybe he's not worth the attention. Others say, yes, that's the best form of the Paracast, where they love the fact that we show this person no mercy. Now, speaking separately, Chris, have you gotten any personal messages about the show?
You know, I haven't, Gene, but you know, the word attack, you know, I really, I take exception to that. I don't for a second think that we were attacking Blake. We were firm. We were very decisive in our comments and in our feelings about him and his site. I did get an interesting, I think, on one of the forum posts on the thread about the show, someone said, you know, I finally got it. I was listening to good journalism. People actually, you know, asking follow-up questions, actually not letting the guests slide and really probing and attempting to find out exactly what the man's thinking is. And I think that that's kind of the approach that I felt that we were taking. Sure, we got a little bit forceful. We got a little bit pointed. But I really, Gene, don't think, and Gogs, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I really don't think we were attacking the man. I think we were really asking hard, probing questions, and when we didn't get the kind of answers we wanted, we kept at it.
Gogs?
The show, there was, as has just been mentioned, there was a lot of feedback generated, a lot of discussion. The positive feedback was very positive indeed. A couple of people saying it was one of the best, if not the best show they'd heard of the Paracast. I think the positive feedback was harking back to, I think people were thinking, yeah, this is what the Paracast is about. This is how the show is different from other shows that cover the paranormal. I think the positive messages outweighed the negative ones. And even the negative ones were, you know, some people had a problem with the kind of style, but I don't think it was any different than, you know, Sunday morning political programs where, a politician's being evasive and the interviewer is, you know, questioning, hopefully putting them into a corner where they've got to answer. That's what was going on. And I think by the end of the episode, we turned it around a little by, you know, extending the olive branch, offering help or to put Blake in touch with some new people and encouraging him to, you know, to do more with what we all agree is a good basis for something that could be great. I think it was a great show. I would have, you know, had I not been taking part, I think I would have listened to that to the end and thought, yeah, that's what the Paracast is about.
Were there any questions you would have liked to ask of Blake that you didn't ask?
Yes, and quite simply is, where did he get the name from, Third Phase of Moon, and why does it not have a V in the end, third Phase of the Moon? Or just where does it come from? Probing questions? No, I think we kind of covered what we really wanted to, because what we really wanted to ask him about was, you know, how he does or does not discriminate in his videos, whether he seems to care about that or not. As Chris was saying, you know, is he an entertainer like P.T. Barnum, or is he part of the solution? No, I think we got out of Blake in that interview what we were seeking to do.
Well, one thing here that I noticed very much so is that in the responses we got from our listeners, one person said that he knew somebody who would work with the Cousins brothers, their twins, Blake and his brother, in faking a UFO picture, not just taking content from other people, that he was involved in actually faking a photo. Now, I asked for a follow-up. We haven't had one. I don't want to say with any follow-up that we have a definitive answer to that, whether he's faked some of these photos himself or not. it may not matter to him, but that's just one issue that came across. As you know, Chris offered to extend the olive branch to Blake. He offered to try to help him clean up his act, be more discerning about the photos he posted. But therein lies a tale, and the answer may have been predictable, but it was also predictably childish. Chris, maybe detail the correspondence you had with Blake.
Well, again, I need to underscore what Goss just said about third phase of moon, third phase of moon. I just want to underscore that it is a good idea. He has managed to put together an interesting YouTube channel that is vacuum cleanering up all sorts of footage from around the world. As more people become aware of the channel, more people are attempting to come up with good hoax videos, I'm sure. But also there's that possibility of really stumbling on some real, I think, potentially crucial footage. With the advent of cell phones, the cameras on these phones are getting better. Video technology is becoming more and more affordable. There's more people armed with potential instruments of documentation on real sightings. And if we set aside the vast majority of his videos, which in my estimation are not only hoaxes, some of them are just silly. If we set aside those and we concentrate on the good stuff, I think that it really would serve the ufological community if we could get that footage into somebody's hands. And I did offer to put him in touch with real video analysts and also put it out there for a group of analysts to take a look at some of these images and video clips and try to determine some science. But unfortunately, Blake does not really respond well to criticism or implied or just, you know, perceived, I think. And he had a real difficult time coming from a place of really working as a team player with the ufological community. It's obvious he's a go-it-alone kind of operation with his brother. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if he is, with his knowledge of After Effects and supposed knowledge with Avid, which of course is the go-to digital video special effects platform in video and film for that matter. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if he is behind a good many of these hoaxes, or at least some of them. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. But my attempts at you know, creating a dialogue and offering my help in any way that I can was initially met with some, he kind of ignored it, really. And then he kind of grudgingly said, well, yeah, how about this one? Check this out. And he sent along a clip from a guy down in Fort Myers, Florida, which, you know, again, with the YouTube compression, it's very difficult to analyze any videos there. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to see an uncompressed copy of this. And he sent me the link to the guy's own YouTube channel, which, again, was just viewing another piece of compressed video. And when I said, look, you know, please send us along something uncompressed, he went ballistic and called me a troll and I'm never going to speak to you again. And, you know, he sounded like, I don't know, a petulant 12-year-old or something.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, well, it's all up on the board.
You got to wonder if Blake is just thinking, he's just thinking, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. In his mind, third phase of moon is working. It's working very well. And maybe he just thinks, you know, he just doesn't need to mess with it because maybe he doesn't really care.
No, he's making too much money to care. In fact, somebody pointed out earlier in the day here on forum.theparacast.com, if you go to the About the Show thread and bank, you'll find this very extensive thread that's almost, I think, up to 200 posts.
It'll be a lot more, by the way, when our listeners get to hear the show.
Yeah.
We have Gene and Chris and Gogs Mackay. You're in
the podcast.
Say, neighbors, when your entire team can get together, it's just amazing what they can accomplish. Projects that take weeks, decisions that take days, it's all done right then and there. But you know, gathering everyone together from all those different locations, it can be time-consuming, it can be expensive, It can be plain impossible. That's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It makes it easy for our entire team to get together online. You see, with GoToMeeting, we share the same screen. We stay on the same page. The built-in HD video conferencing makes the online meetings just like being in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris and Goggs, we're talking about last week's show, which featured Blake Cousins, half of the Cousins Brothers Productions, and they're engaged in putting up a UFO photo channel on YouTube. And somebody in our forums over at forum.theparacast.com in the thread about Blake Cousins did some financial estimates.
Yeah, that's what I was going to point out. And if those estimates are even close to being true and a sense of what his channel is potentially producing in terms of cash flow, the guy's got a real good idea, and he's making some pretty good money at presenting hoax videos with this mock seriousness of them being real, and actually that I think a vast majority of them are fake.
What would really hurt is if his if Third Phase of Moon actually turned out to be the outlet for the smoking gun, should it ever happen? Can you imagine the irony?
Oh, please.
Yes. I mean,
the problem is you have so much garbage there that even if the smoking gun was there, it wouldn't be noticed. It would be hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a problem, Gene. I think, mm-hmm. you know, the observation that 20, you know, out of 20 videos, I mean, this observation was made by one of his talking heads in his video about UFO sightings in Hawaii. They said if one out of 20 is real and the others are all red herrings, you know, who's going to notice? And I think that's a point well taken. I think that this is a really interesting net that he's casting out there. But without some sort of analytical process that's well founded and really, I think, professional in its protocols and methodology, I think without that, the real thing could happen, and it might just get tossed out as, oh, well, here comes another fake video from Third Phase of Moon.
Well, if you wanted to obscure the truth, that's one way of doing it. Now, just to give a little bit of background, which is why I even raised the suspicion that Third Phase of Moon is doing the fakery in some cases, is that if you look at the Cousins Brothers' claim to fame before that, it was producing a Star Wars fan movie starring Blake's 3-year-old son or something like that.
His nephew,
okay. Regardless, they're into making science fiction. But you find after that, and that happened like 10 years ago, there's nothing more about what Blake Cousins did. Very little more about his work, his content, or anything, just what he did 10 years ago. So maybe this is a last hurrah, because we're not talking about a 20-year-old here. Looking at his background when he graduated high school and everything else, based on the news stories, it's a guy about 40. So they're twins, two guys about 40 years of age. And I guess he's trying to find or solve what would be almost a midlife crisis, find something to do. This is his full-time job. If Third Phase of Moon disappears tomorrow, he's out of work.
So you've reminded me of a point I brought up last week when I was, throwing out the question about, just in general, fake UFO videos. How long does it take to create a good fake video? And if we are thinking that Third Phase of Moon is creating any, how many could a couple of guys churn out on a weekly basis? I admit I've got no idea how long it would take to film some outside footage and then add in some CGI. I imagine there are ways of incorporating CGI with, you know, bad camera shake, which I would certainly in the old days of just VHS camcorders and stuff, you kind of get a feel that a video is probably more authentic if it's not very stable, you know, in terms of the object you're looking at matching up with the motion of the camera. Chris, I'm sure you know more about this than I do.
Yeah.
But you know, what does it take to create these videos? If we were to just choose one at random and think, so could they be churning them out? Or, again, who is?
Well, the easiest ones, obviously, are just anomalous lights in the sky at night. Those are the easiest to produce. Some of these glowing balls that they have going over the ocean, those are fairly simple to produce. What gives them away is the light doesn't shimmer through the atmosphere. And I mentioned this to him on the show last week, that the one particular clip that he shows, a light ball flying out below the level of the camera. The camera's on a cliff looking down at the ocean. The light ball does not glimmer. It doesn't shimmer. You can tell that the light is not actually going through a half a mile's worth of atmosphere that's obviously moisture laden, being over the ocean. That would give the light a roiling sort of glittering effect to it, and the light is just static. It doesn't change at all, as if it was coherent light very close to the camera, and that to me is a dead giveaway. And he's so enamored with that particular hoaxed clip that I think he used it four or five times in his 50-minute piece, which is pretty interesting in and of itself. But But I think that, you know, basically it depends, Gogs, on, you know, how much actual morphing the object does. In other words, if the object is tipping or showing you a different side, if it's revolving, if the object is actually doing motion in and of itself, that makes it more difficult and more time consuming to produce. Simple lighting effects are fairly easy, and you can really crank them out very, very quickly. And it's the animation type clips, the one of the hokey saucer coming down off the wing of an airliner. That one would take a little time. The one that's in there of the largest UFO ever filmed, that one would take some time. But you'll notice the hoaxed videos that seem to be most impressive are the ones that have that are the grainiest, that have the least actual video quality to them. And I think part of that's done on purpose to hide flaws in the actual animation or in the actual special effects that are going on. We're in the age of high def video, and I'm seeing a lot of poorly just the signal to noise ratio in a lot of the footage in and of itself is suspicious. So, you know, it totally depends, Gogs, on how much animation is there and how much actual motion that the object is doing on its own in relation to whatever scene it's being displayed in.
You know, I kind of wonder, Chris, whether they should just go back to throwing models up in the air and shooting them. You know, if we go back to one of the hoaxes that Jim Moseley and Gray Barker pulled back, I guess, in the 1960s or 1970s, this Lost Creek UFO. That's how it was done, you know, with a physical object, regular film and camera. Of course, it didn't look real, didn't look any more real. But you think here with all these stupid effects and throwing lights into a picture, that would be a better way to do it. And by the way, we should point out that if you want to get in touch with us over here at the Paracast, we have the channel over on Twitter called The Paracast. You can find us on Facebook as The Paracast. We have two areas there. Or go to forum.theparacast.com and post your messages. With Gene and Chris and Gogs, with the outcome of last week's show, you're in
The Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris and Gogs Mackay joining us for, shall we say, the Monday morning quarterback edition, but we're also talking about the state of UFO research, that if a popular channel showing UFO photos is mostly showing fakes, what does it bring out on the part of people? I mean, if there was no channel like that online, would people be inclined to make as many fake videos as they do? Guys?
Yeah, what about the fact that even Blake admits himself, you know, the number of thumbs down his videos are getting? So perhaps a lot of the viewers are a bit more discerning than maybe we've been giving them credit for, as in assuming, you know, anyone who subscribes to Third Phase of Moon, you know, doesn't really have a clue, but perhaps there are many subscribers who are just looking for the odd nugget, but they are willing to, you know, make it known that they think, you know, that's a load of bull. So you're going to wonder what the demographic of his viewership, his subscribers, is.
Well, yeah. The thing would be also, if you're running a site like that, you'd want to know who your users are. Because if you're trying to pander to them, if you don't give them what they want, you're not going to make the money. And we were talking briefly about this before, but he could earn a really high salary from that place.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another thing that I've noticed in the videos is quite a bit of bad acting. Oftentimes a hoax video is, it doesn't matter how well it's done, if there's people talking in the frame or acting in the frame, oftentimes that's the dead giveaway. Just by the way people who are actually doing the supposed filming and people around them are responding. This Joe, I forget his last name, the guy from Fort Myers, has some pretty interesting footage. I think he's getting real stuff down there. I don't believe it's extra mundane. It's right by an Air Force base or a Navy field down there. And I think that there's some interesting stuff being put up by the military that's all lit up like a Christmas tree that he may be inadvertently filming. And because it doesn't conform to your conventional lighting arrays on planes, it does appear unusual. I could tell by the reaction of people around the cameraman that they were seeing a real object out over the Gulf there. And that oftentimes is the dead giveaway, I think. It doesn't matter how good the special effects are or how impressive the video is. If the people that are supposedly experiencing the thing real time are bad actors, you're going to be able to tell.
Yeah, forced acting, you know, comes out really easy. You just get a sense that, you know, somebody's... It's like, I don't know if you have in America, but in the UK we've got a show called You've Been Framed. It's just where basically the viewers send in any little funny video clips they may have made around the home of animals, kids or whatever, and they were getting paid £250 per clip, regardless of how long it is, and that just made so many people send in these fake videos. Well, fake in that they were forcing accidents to happen and stuff, and it's so plainly obvious when it's happening, but they still pay the £250. So, but yeah, I take Chris's point that, yeah, I can see that you know when people are acting, because most people aren't actors.
If you're showing people just reacting naturally to something, that comes through.
Yeah.
Well, another thing is, I think a lot of these people, obviously I think there's people trying to pull stuff over on Blake and the site and get their 30 seconds of fame up on his site and see how many people fall for it. But I think there are some well-intentioned, well-meaning people out there that are genuinely attempting to capture the extraordinary and the extra mundane. And it's those people that if we could somehow come up with a way to, let's say, do a Paracast YouTube channel and have it be instructional as well as informational and you know, putting out videos that we feel pass muster. It's one thing to shoot a video, and it doesn't, a good video. It's another thing to actually gather witnesses' names, report the sighting to Peter Davenport, the National UFO Reporting Center, or to the local MUFON section director. It's the follow-up work. It's the corroborative witness testimony. It's filing the reports. It's calling the airport, calling the military bases, getting people to go on the record and say, no, that's not us. That's how good investigations are handled. And the average person who's out there with a video camera looking for UFOs, I don't think really has the education. They don't have the understanding that there's people out there willing to help them and that there's a actual proper way to document these types of sightings. And as the technology gets less expensive and more, we get more quality in the technology, we're going to be seeing more and more, I think, quality videos coming out. And it's that understanding, that educational process that the person has undergone that allows them to properly document and do a, you know, ad hoc on the spot investigation, gathering names, gathering witnesses, making sure other people who are taking pictures that their visual evidence is being put into a package. This is the kind of thing that I was trying to get Blake, you know, lead him to that place of actually doing good field work and doing good investigative work and educating his vast viewership. And unfortunately, he just called me a troll and said, "I'm never going to talk to you again."
Am I right in thinking that like MUFON? If for people, if they become members of MUFON, do they provide some modicum of training about investigation?
Absolutely.
Investigating? Yeah. So, and do you have to join MUFON as an investigator, or where can the average person go to pick up information about hints and tips about, yeah, you need to ask this person, find out the weather from these people, and how to rule out this and that? Because, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I never see UFOs.
Well, I'll tell you, let me give you the information about MUFON membership, okay? Now, MUFON has a hard copy journal, and they've also got an electronic version. So if you want to save money, the cheapest version is the electronic journal. It's $35 a year, $30 for those 65 or older or 18 and younger. Okay, but there is a separate investigator's manual, which appears to be $35 a copy, and I have to check that. And that teaches you how to supposedly do investigations of UFO sightings. Now, it doesn't mean you're getting a degree in UFO research. But at least it's something which sets down ways to do your stuff. It's not something where you just make it up. It is something that has solid information in it.
Yeah, even just as an aid memoir. You know, there are many professions and jobs where people have to refer to manuals. You know, pilots, airline pilots, they know so much about flying and their aircraft, but there are still times when they have to pull out an actual book or something and read checklists and instructions, and there's nothing wrong with having something to, you know, remind you, point you in the right direction. I'm all for it. If I actually lived in a place with clearer skies and I thought I could, you know, spot something, I would certainly be interested in doing it correctly.
Let me just correct that, by the way. I just looked up on MUFON. For non-members, the MUFON Field Investigator's Manual is $70 a copy. And I have to look up what you get. It's $50 a copy for members.
Okay. And do you have to pay for membership?
The membership, like I said, starts at $35 or $30 for seniors or those under 18. It doesn't tell me precisely how big this book is. $70 is a lot.
Well,
for
I have
book.
A copy of it. It's fairly sizable. I'd say it's 150 pages, 200 pages. I haven't dug it out in a while. I also helped write an investigator's manual for Skywatch International back in the mid-90s.
We'll have to ask you about that in a moment. As to whether it's still even available. Gogs McKay joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free. Sent right to your mailbox, plus a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Gox McKay is joining us once again with a much better mic this week with Gene and Chris in the Paracast, the Monday morning quarterback edition on a Sunday. And we were talking about how to become a UFO investigator, whether there are instruction manuals. And MUFON has one for $70 or $50 to members. Chris wrote one in the 90s, or you were co-author of one. What's involved in that? Can we get a copy?
I do have a copy, Gene. I need to go through my files and find it. When I moved, I kind of boxed up a lot of my sort of dead files and stuff, and I think it may be in there. Bill Hamilton and I were tasked by the Jim Hickman, the head of Skywatch International, back in, I think, 98, if I remember correctly, to come up with a field investigator's manual. It's similar to the MUFON model. However, I put in there a lot of follow-up type questions and qualification type subjects that you don't find in the MUFON manual. This is more for determining how particular extraordinary events impact people's thinking process. It gets into psychological issues that may be raised by, a life-changing event like a close proximity UFO sighting, that sort of thing. But basically, it's the same thing. It's a little bit more streamlined and, I think, more up-to-date than the MUFON model. If you look at the MUFON section, they're still talking about film cameras, SLR cameras, and improper exposures and all this kind of thing, which don't necessarily apply as much in today's digital world. But again, I would make this available. I will dig it out. I will make it available. Skywatch International is now defunct, so I don't think Bill Hamilton would have any problem with me making this available to the public. I think we need to get people up to speed, educated, and, we need it to be automatic for people. They don't have to, think twice about how to actually properly investigate something. It's real simple. Get people's name, number, the date and time of the event, the location, the duration of the event, a description of the event, and any corroborating witnesses. And make sure you file reports so that you have the actual experience or event documented elsewhere besides your own database. And it's pretty simple and basic. Everything gets more and more, targeted and focused down to the minutia from that level forward.
Is it just the same as the, the method you would follow for when you were investigating cattle mutilations or unexplained livestock deaths?
Well, apples and oranges, yeah. The methodology would be very similar. Obviously, you're dealing with, thousands of pounds of physical evidence, unlike in a UFO sighting. So there are some very big differences, obviously. In terms of the basic documentation of the event, getting people's names, their phone numbers, descriptions, location, in the case of UFO sightings, the duration of the event, it's simple to figure out how to determine azimuth, for instance. Occasionally in daylight sightings, it's fairly easy to determine size. Based on triangulation, which I'm trying to do up in the San Luis Valley, if you have more than one camera going and you have a time code involved, you're able to determine speed and size as well. So, again, it's a process. It's an educational thing. People have to be willing to you know, go a little bit further, go that little extra yard to properly document something. But because who knows, if somebody happens to stumble on an incredible event and get it documented, and, you know, in the best of all realms, somebody else is there and they're able to run over and get additional footage, you know, you can really determine a lot, and especially if the person is up to speed and is educated enough to do the proper follow-up.
Well, one of the things, of course, with that particular document is probably what we'll have you do is digitize it, format it, make it available as a downloadable file.
Right.
From the Paracast, so anybody can get this. They don't have to pay $70 for it. What we could also do is make a donationware, you know what that is, where you send a voluntary donation
right.
of whatever amount, mm-hmm. and then we can use that to fund whatever we're going to do, because if we set up a YouTube channel, we're going to need a little bit of help to get things going.
Exactly.
So that might be nice. Not $70, but donationware, okay, where you voluntarily submit whatever amount of money. It could be $1, it could be $1 million, whatever it is, $1 even. We will provide a copy of this publication. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to take a little while. Chris has to unearth a copy. We have to digitize it. He will want to update it some for more modern presentation.
Correct.
Because one of the things that's really different now about the world is that most films, most photos are taken with the cameras you have on a smartphone. And some of them are really crummy. Some of them are really good. So if you get really the high-end phones like an iPhone 5 or Samsung Galaxy S4 or the new phone from HTC, the HTC One, you can come up with pretty good pictures without having to be a photographer.
What about the problem about, I mentioned this in the forum, Gene, and you had replied. I was thinking, would it be better for ufology, not necessarily in practice, but if people were using old style, like 35mm film and, you know, like analog video in terms of, you know, digital, you can mess about with it easy, and for kind of trying not to allow hoaxes to get through. Like if I was to see a UFO on a reasonably clear day or something, and I've got a Samsung Galaxy, I could take a photo with that, or I could take a photo with an old style camera with the color film in it. Which one of those is going to, you know, be better evidence for somebody who maybe doesn't believe in UFOs?
There's no question about which is better. Obviously, the analog version would be better. What you could do with photos of an object, or let's say exposing film, 16mm film, Super 8 film, is you could just keep it in the camera and not allow it to be processed until the actual processing is documented and certified. It's much, much better. And it's a lot more difficult to hoax things with an analog medium like that. So there's no question in my mind where where my druthers would be. Ray Stanford allegedly has 49 films of UFOs, and we're talking 8mm, Super 8, and 16mm films, not video. That sort of evidence is much, much, I think, better and harder to hoax.
Was it Bruce Maccabee and the Gulf Breeze sightings? Was it him that did this like twin parallax camera thing, he said, or was it the Ed Winters guy?
Ed Walters.
Yeah,
I think it was Ed Walters. But the whole, you know, it was interesting that the one book that Blake should mention,
yeah,
was the Gulf Breeze incident, and you know, I think several people have done some very, very intense work on getting to the bottom of some of Ed Walters' photographs. And there's some glaring problems with a number of them. And we may be maybe seeing a very, very elaborate hoax. Now, Bruce Maccabee allegedly was paid $10,000, I heard even more, to sign off on the original book. So, you know, you kind of have to wonder whether Maccabee was kind of somehow involved in turning a blind eye to Walter's potential and alleged shenanigans. The famous shot of him shooting at the object hovering over the road, the one thing that comes across on that is that there's no reflection of the object on the hood in the foreground, which to me, there would be a reflection there. So there's things that are wrong with that.
By the way, I was looking as we were talking here about the possibility of getting, say, a Super 8 camcorder. Okay, mm-hmm. And you can buy them, and I found them online for as cheap as maybe $50 or $100 fairly decent ones, like a Sony SteadyShot Handycam. A SteadyShot Handycam.
What about the film?
The film is available. You just have to kind of look for it, but the film is available. If you look online, you'll see Super 8 film. And the place I just checked, it's right now on eBay. They're talking about a Super 8 Kodachrome cartridge, $11. I don't know how many minutes of film footage that makes. But the point is here is that the older technologies are available. We're not talking about buying 35 millimeter cameras. Okay, so we're talking about Super 8 is what we're talking about. Okay? Super 8 is the analog format, which has real Kodachrome film. And that's something, if you looked online or went to eBay, you could probably find a camcorder for a very affordable price. I think perhaps the most troublesome issue, of course, would be getting the film for it, because any film you find now pretty much has been sitting around for a few years. So that kind of damages the quality. To put it mildly, you know, because film had an expiration date. Digital files do not have an expiration date, and we're not going into things like digital rot. But I think most people, you know, it's the same thing. If you have an opportunity to take a picture, you use the camera you have. And most people will have a smartphone. And the better smartphones or the more modern smartphones will have decent cameras. And therefore, that's what they're going to use. They're not going to use analog. A dedicated investigator might. But who's to know you're going to see something? We're going to see this. We have Chris and Gene with Gogs Mackay. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door, and we're in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.